These platforms are designed to keep us hooked.
Welcome to Mindset Reinvented. I'm Jack Trauma. Join me each week as we explore emotional well-being, relationships, health, and prosperity. Get ready to thrive.
Hey there, friends. Jack here. Welcome back to Mindset Reinvented. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about social media. And it's such a huge part of our lives. And we're all out there posting, scrolling, liking, and sharing. But have you ever stopped to wonder how it really is affecting us? I mean, if you think about it, how many times have you posted something, you're hoping for a bunch of likes or comments, and then felt a little disappointed when you didn't get the response that you were hoping for? Or maybe you scroll through your feed and suddenly you feel like everyone else's life is way more exciting than yours. You're not alone. Today, we're going to dig into this whole social media thing. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, and how we can change our thinking about it to make it work for us, not against us. So let's start with the good parts, because there are plenty. Social media is like having a window to the world right in our pockets. It lets us keep up with friends and family. It helps us discover really cool new ideas. We can even rally support for causes that we care about. It's actually quite amazing when you think about it. But here's where it gets tricky. Imagine everyone on social media is at this huge party, but they're only sharing their best moments, their awesome promotion that they just got, the Instagram-worthy vacation that they're on, the picture-perfect relationship that they're in. It's like everyone is wearing their best outfit and have their biggest smiles on all the time. I remember coaching a client once, we'll call her Sarah. She was a great person. She had a great job, but Instagram was really messing with her head. She spent hours scrolling, seeing friends' posts about their achievements, and she ended up feeling like she was falling way behind in life. And it was like she was watching this highlight reel of everyone else's life while being painfully aware of her own behind-the-scenes struggles. And this is a comparison trap. And it's one of the biggest pitfalls of social media. It can chip away at how we feel about ourselves. It can make us second-guess our life choices. It can even trigger anxiety and depression. And it's kind of like being at that party I mentioned and feeling like everyone else is having a way better time than you. Then there's FOMO, the fear of missing out. You know that feeling when you're scrolling on your couch or you're just scrolling passively and it just seems like everyone else is out there living their best life. But here's the reality check. Life isn't a nonstop parade of exciting events. Everyone has boring days. Everyone has routine stuff. And they have quiet moments. They just usually don't post about those things. Now, if we talk about expectations versus reality, we often hope for a flood of responses when we post something. The reality can be quite different. But here's where we need to change our thinking. Instead of focusing on how many people interact with us, what if we can focus on the quality of those interactions? A few thoughtful, very engaged responses are worth so much more than 100 quick likes that don't mean anything, don't you think? And this brings us to a very important point. I think we need to rethink how we see social media. It's a tool, certainly not a measure of our worth or our success. And that's the crucial mindset shift. It's remarkable how these platforms have become more than just apps on our phones. They're now an integral part of how we experience the world. And social media doesn't just reflect our lives anymore. In many ways, it's shaping them. It influences the way that we communicate, how we stay informed, and even how we perceive the events around us. And it's almost like we're all participants in a global, real-time conversation. And it's that conversation which is constantly evolving, bringing new challenges and opportunities with each update or trend. Now, I'm one to know it's easier said than done. These platforms are designed to keep us hooked, much like how casinos are designed to keep us playing. The notifications, the endless scrolling, the little rush we get from all the likes and comments, It's all carefully crafted to keep us coming back for more. And maybe this is true for you, but I've seen people at concerts barely watching the show because they're too busy getting their perfect video for their Instagram story. It's such a reminder of how sometimes we trade real moments for online approval. But you know what, my friends? Mindset Reinvented is about looking at things differently to live better, to live more fulfilling lives. So let's chat about some ideas for rethinking our relationship with social media. One interesting approach is setting boundaries. It's treating social media as any other activity in our day. Like, we don't eat all day, right? So maybe we don't need to scroll all day either. Another powerful idea is curating our feed. It's like decluttering our house. Suddenly there's more space to breathe. Unfollowing accounts that bring us down and following more that inspire and teach us something that could really change the whole experience. And here's a big one. Using social media to enhance real-life connections, it's amazing how a quick message can spark a coffee date or a phone call. The key seems to be finding balance. It's about enjoying the connections without getting lost in comparison. It's appreciating the ability to share instantly with friends across the globe while also valuing those deep in-person conversations. Remember, we're the author of our own story. Social media is just one way to share just a few chapters. So we shouldn't let it write our whole book for us. As we wrap up, I want you to try something. Close your eyes for a second, take a deep breath, and think about a moment of real connection that you've had recently. Maybe it was a heart-to-heart with a friend, could have been a good laugh with a loved one, or even a nice chat with a stranger. That feeling of genuine connection, that's what we should aim for, both online and offline. And in the spirit of Mindset Reinvented, let's look at social media not as a popularity contest or a measure of our worth, but as a tool for real connection and sharing. Focusing on the quality of our interactions is key, not the quantity of our likes. And I would say the most important thing is, let's remember that our value is not determined by our online presence. It's determined by how we treat ourselves and others, and how we grow and learn, and most importantly, how we contribute to the world around us, both online and off. So thanks for joining me on this somewhat deep dive into social media. If you found this helpful, why not share it with somebody who might need to hear it? And remember, your journey is as unique and valuable no matter what it looks like on screen. So until next time, keep reinventing that mindset of yours and stay real in this digital world of ours.
If you like this episode of Mindset Reinvented, please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts from. It helps more than you know. Thanks. See you next time.